We go. So Southwark Pensioners Action Group have been holding a fuel poverty protest at the Royal Festival Hall this lunchtime. Could you just introduce yourself and tell us a bit about why you're here and what's just happened?
Yeah, I'm Denise Nichols. I'm from Southwark Pensioners Action Group. We've come to the Festival Hall because it's a lovely warm place. We're all very fond of it, but a lot of us can't afford to heat our homes. So we thought if we sat it at the Festival Hall and let people know what we're doing here, and that's what we've done. We've given out lots of leaflets, we've had lots of placards, and we like the Festival Hall, so it's been quite good fun too.
And your leaflets talk about the weekend of action that's happening on a wider scale at the weekend.
Ruth will tell you about that.
And don't forget to mention we've been thrown out.
Yep. So can you tell us a bit about the weekend of action that's coming up?
Yeah, this is a weekend of action called Stop the Great Fuel Robbery, because people in this country are being robbed. The profits of the energy companies are soaring, and yet people are actually freezing in their own homes. People are dying in the winter. About 7,000 people a year die in this country because of the cold in the winter, and a lot of other people are forced to choose between heating and eating. And this weekend, we're going to have in central London, there's the Fuel Bills Assembly outside the Department of Energy and Climate Change in Whitehall, a Whitehall place, which is Saturday at 2 p.m. And that will be a speak out where people say what is happening to them and what we're all going to do about it together. There's also one happening in Haringey on Friday, at Wood Green, and there's something in Lewisham on Saturday, and around the country as well, in Nottingham, in Edinburgh, people are doing the same thing because we won't put up with it.
And your protest at the Festival Hall was a bit more eventful, perhaps, than you bargained for. What happened when you got your banners out and started handing out leaflets in the Festival Hall?
The security people said that we weren't supposed to be demonstrating. We said we weren't demonstrating, we were just sitting here and just making a quiet point. But they decided that we were demonstrating, and demanded that we left. Well, we said that we're actually Londoners and we believe that we pay our rates and taxes and have a right to be here. But we are told that this is a private place and they're allowed to chuck us off. So they got the police, and the police came along, and the police told us if we didn't move, we'd have to go and sit in the cells. Yeah. But as one of us said, we might be better off in the cell because the police cell would be warmer than some of our own homes. And you probably get three meals a day. Whereas a lot of old people now are so poor, and the fuel bills cost us so much that life is very difficult for them.
Yeah. I mean, I come to the centre regularly because I like the events. And I know people that do exactly what we're saying that they do. They do come here with their sandwiches, you know, to listen to music. They have a cup of tea downstairs in Eat. They can't afford the bar prices, you know. And this is not against the Festival Hall. They're actually a lovely place and they're very tolerant. And they look very, very nervous, actually, these security people, you know. But we've made a good point, so I'm very pleased. Yeah.